I just jumping my own questions here, but there's a question I asked you, I meant to ask you last time. Mm. How on earth did you get a Roger Dean cover?
It took a lot of stalking. Pretty much. I mean, I knew, I had a mutual friend.
Right.
And he suggested, this, you know, I should do, I've listened to your stuff, and you know what, it's, when it screams to me, Roger Dean cover.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh yeah, yeah, I could see that. Sure, what a great idea. But how do we get hold of him? You know, I absolutely loved the image that he used.
Mm. It's a little bit like Union.
It is, actually. It's got those circular,
yeah,
those circular rock formations.
Yeah, from the Yes Union album, yeah.
No, I absolutely love that image that he used on my own. It even fits in with the music in my mind.
Yeah.
In a way that, you know, it's kind of darker and more dramatic and, you know, less of the open happy feel of some of the Yes music.
Yeah, no, I can see that. I read online that you were most happy with Captain Caper, which is from False Idols initially, of all the tracks that you remade. So why was that?
Well, Captain Caper runs about 4.5 minutes or something on the two False Idols album.
Yeah.
And
it's about 10, isn't it?
Yeah, it's about, I think it's about 11 minutes now. And I pretty much got to play with it. This is what Captain Caper would have sounded like had I put it on Great and Terrible Potions.
Right.
Given what I learnt during Potions and expanding things, that's the way Caper would have turned out today or yesterday.
Yeah, it's got, you've really expanded it and developed it.
Yeah, it's got the kind of the slow bluesy guitar build up.
Hmm.
I mean, there's a bit of ego thing in there because I do a little trick where I play the keyboards and the guitar at the same time. You can see that on the video.
Yes, yeah.
In fact, that'll be on the next episode of the Forbidden Show Mystery.
All right. And you're sort of, they're chords, aren't they, that you're doing on the keyboard?
Yeah.
Long extended sort of.
Yeah. Soloing over the top.
But, yeah.
It moves on to it's more of a journey song now.
Yeah.
It's kind of a nautical trip from hell. I got some really nice noisy guitar effects for some of the solos. It gets a bit Black Sabbath-y, actually, towards the end.
So, apart from Captain Caper, can you name two other tracks that you're really happy with from Dissected?
If I had to pick two, No Specific Harm.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that was more so because that was already a long song.
Yeah.
And I would listen to that the first time and say, how the hell are we going to play this with just three of us? But I'm really happy with the way that one turned out.
And you had to bring the keys into that one.
I did. Actually, yeah. Still, we did that as a three-piece.
Hmm.
Yeah, we kept some of the chords going for the keys and some of the low bass notes, but we could still do that as a three-piece.
Okay.
We definitely still managed to build things up and get them heavy towards the end.
Okay.
And I would pick Golden Band.
Oh, yeah.
Golden Band is another song from Two False Idols.
And that's a two-part, isn't it, really?
It is. Well, it started off as a one-part.
Right.
This is where things get stupidly complicated. It started as a one-part, and then when I remixed Two False Idols shortly after I released Potions, and I just, that's a great flow if I split into a part one and part two.
Right.
And it kind of bookends the album now.
Yeah.
But again, that was, all right, how are we going to do that as a three-piece? And I'm really happy with the way that one turned out. And it's slightly more of a energetic, it's almost slightly poppier for me.
Yeah.
So I thought that was a nice shorter, it was still 8 minutes or something, but you get the gist.
Yes.